drive up to any gas pump in the state and you'll probably be amazed how quickly the price for gas is rising every day. With the AAA of Carolinas reporting that prices are 70 cents higher than this time last year, many are wondering how much more their wallets can take. That's why Representative Bob Etheridge, a Democrat representing the 2nd Congressional District in North Carolina, brought together local, state, and national energy experts for the Biofuel Summit in Raleigh's Explorers Museum on Wednesday. Panelists at the summit discussed the need for biofuels production and stated that North Carolina farmers looking to grow alternative crops could benefit by growing crops already seen as adequate sources of alternative fuels such as soybean and corn. Etheridge says it's time to act and not just talk about decreasing the country's dependence on oil.
If we want to change attitudes, if we want to change the dynamics and allow America to continue to be a leader in the world economically, educationally, and in research, it's going to take substantial dollars at our universities and in our business community and with consumers to help consumers move in that direction. Can you imagine what would happen in America if we reduced the dependence on petroleum by 15, 20, 25, 30%, 40%? It would drive the overall price down, but more importantly, it would give us the chance to be independent again and allow us to continue to be productive and competitive in the world.
Obviously, there are a number of initiatives in facilities across the state that are exploring alternative fuel options. North Carolina, with its agricultural history, is primed to be a leader in the country in this. How do you get these experts to not only talk the talk, but begin walking the walk?
Well, talk's cheap. It's going to take some resources and some money and coordination and leadership at the highest level in this country. I think Congress and the President need to do it. We need to put money behind it. We also need to get our universities involved in it and engaged in research and then pull the brightest minds together. And a lot of folks are doing it, but we're doing it in small areas. It's going to need some legislative changes probably in the long run. It's going to take research and development in the short run. George Washington Carver many years ago took the lowly peanut at Tuskegee Institute and did an awful lot of great things for this country. Today we can take the soybean and other things, and I think we can have a new revolution in America for energy independence.
So, is there a timetable that you hope to introduce to the public as to how we can move forward beyond this summit?
Oh, absolutely. The President said in his State of the Union he'd like to have it done within the next 20 years. I don't think we have that much time. I think we have to move, we have to get industry engaged, and I think over the next 5 years we need to make quantum leaps forward in this area. But it's going to take more than just research funding. It's going to take a commitment on the part of the automotive industry and all the different industries that use petroleum today to move in a whole new direction.
And what about recent news reports in the past few months talking about exploration projects off of the coast? Do you think that is something that needs to be reopened?
Well, I think the first thing we need to do is to pay attention to the things we can do economically here. If we were able to move forward, and I think we can, on biofuels, on alternative fuels, and certainly we're going to still need, don't get me wrong, we're going to still need petroleum for a long time to come and natural gas. But several benefits will come from biofuels. It's cleaner for the environment. It hopefully will be economical in the long run.
I'm Eric Curry, StateGovernmentRadio.com.